A majority of voters in the state and a majority of Ketchikan voters chose to decriminalize marijuana in fall of 2014. Pot became legal for personal use in February, but local municipalities have the option of banning commercial sales. Whether to do that has been a subject of debate all year in the Ketchikan Gateway Borough and City of Ketchikan. A local marijuana advisory committee was formed to focus on that topic, and the committee recommended holding off on banning retail pot. But then in early December, the Ketchikan City Council voted to not allow commercial marijuana within city limits. Public outcry over that vote, which wasn't well advertised, prompted the council to reconsider it and then delay a final decision until this coming spring. In the meantime, the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly ended the year by approving a series of local regulations that will govern commercial marijuana throughout the borough. Here's Assemblymember Bill Rotecki, who supports allowing and regulating retail pot.
We know it's new territory, and it's going to be a work in progress, and it may be a very difficult one. I'm hopeful that it will be, in the long run, a better way to do business. You know, I don't like the idea of supporting organized crime and so on and so forth. I think above ground is the way to do it. And so that's why I'm supportive of legalizing marijuana.
Also in 2015, Ketchikan mourned the loss of 9 people when a Promec float plane crashed in late June during a flight scene tour of Misty Fjords National Monument. 8 of the people on board were tourists from the Holland America cruise line ship Westerdam. The 9th was the pilot. Members of the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad recovered the bodies from the crash site, a steep cliff near Ella Lake. Here's Alaska State Troopers spokeswoman Megan Peters praising the efforts of local volunteers.
It really does come down to our local trained volunteers that make these things ultimately a success. Their experience and their willingness even to help us is just above and beyond.
A proposed borough-wide tobacco tax was indefinitely postponed by the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly after much debate throughout the year. The issue was brought forward by members of the Ketchikan City Council as a way to not only generate revenue, but discourage young people from smoking and encourage smokers to quit. But 3 borough assembly members who consistently opposed the tobacco tax, Glenn Thompson, Mike Painter, and Jim Van Horn, were joined by Todd Phillips, who previously had supported the idea. His vote created a majority opposition. Here's Phillips explaining why he changed his mind.
Are we really here as a body to tell people what health choices to make? If we are, then make them illegal. Alcohol can harm you. Make it illegal. You know, are we going to start taxing candy? Or are we going to start saying anybody who weighs over 200 pounds and is a certain height is going to be can have Obamacare?
The tax would have charged $3 per pack of cigarettes, or 75% of the wholesale price of other tobacco products, including e-cigarettes. The Ketchikan City Council could still enact a citywide tax. Saxman received some good news this year when it regained its rural status, allowing residents to qualify for federal subsistence food gathering rights. Alaska's congressional delegation also has been pushing for legislation that would require congressional approval before a community's rural designation could be removed in the future. Here's Saxman resident Lee Wallace testifying before a House Subcommittee on Indian, Insular, and Alaska Native Affairs hearing for the House version of the bill sponsored by Representative Don Young.
Saxman supports this legislation because it creates permanent and procedural protections for rural communities. It eliminates the fear and anxiety caused by the unnecessary process in which FSB essentially evaluates whether we can carry on our traditions and our way of life.
This year also marked the first race to Alaska.
Cover your ears!
A Trimaran racing sailboat, Elsie Piddick, was the first to finish the 750-mile engineless boat race from Port Townsend, Washington to Ketchikan. The 3-man crew made it in about 5 days and shared the top prize of $10,000 cash. Second place winners, MOB Mentality, also in a Trimaran, won a set of steak knives. Organizers are planning a second race in 2016 with a start date of June 23rd. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.